What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Silence zones are designated areas that under the law are protected from noise that causes annoyance or disturbance. Stay with us to hear more on this week's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjoy James Sawyers.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
Jamaican towns and cities are generally regarded as noisy. Environmental noise, such as traffic noise or noise from a loud radio that is either stationary or portable, is popular, especially on major thoroughfares. Additionally, there's noise from mobile sound systems, also known as boombox cars, churches, public meetings, motorbikes, mobile loudspeakers, car horns, garages, construction work, factories, loud voices, gardening, dogs, airplanes, motorboats, and others. Now, the Road Traffic Act of 1938, as well as the Noise Abatement Act, outlines regulations that govern noise levels. Today, we will look at what the law says about silence zones. Silence zones are special areas or places where peace, tranquility, and extreme quiet is essential to the intended use of the land. Acting Commander for the Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent of Police Courtney Cooper, tells us more.
Section 44 of the Road Traffic Act gives the Island Traffic Authority the power to declare any area or place as a silent zone. It can be done by gazette or a publication in the newspaper.
Senior Superintendent Kubi shares what symbol to look out for to be able to tell that an area or place is a silent zone.
The symbol is like the shape of a full moon, colored red with black writing on a white background in the middle. Place on a pole that is erected upright.
The symbol is visible at the following places:
hospitals, courthouses, parliament in session, schools in session, golden age homes.
In order to ensure silence at these premises, the zone is extended to 100 meters from the compound. Certain activities are banned in a silence zone.
No horn or warning device is to be sounded in these areas.
The regulation does not apply to an emergency vehicle or in the event that a sound is made to prevent a collision. Breaches of this regulation will result in a fine of $4,000. However, when the new Road Traffic Act comes into effect, the fine will be increased to $14,000. If you are unable to pay the fine, you will spend 3 days in prison. Outside of silent zones, you can be charged for the unnecessary sounding of your horn.
Busmen might be queued up somewhere and the idea is blowing on continuously. A driver might be behind someone honking their horn without any need for them to do that. You sound your horn to alert a motorist as to your presence. You sound your horn when you are negotiating a corner. You don't go about and become a nuisance to others.
Acting Commander for the Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent of Police, Courtney Cooper.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjoy James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.